Hartford didn't share medicals beyond, I think.
Information. I like getting information.
I just feel like I'm more in touch whenever I listen.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ. The following is a paid program.
Welcome to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from Booklet Gardens, where we help you grow.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Bookcliff Gardens,
where we help you grow.
We're going to be talking about gardening today. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please call us. We'd love to hear what's going on at your house. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100.
Can you tell I'm having a hard time holding back
the
excitement.
You're just wiggly over there.
Oh my gosh. Are things growing and blooming or what?
They are just magnificent. What a beautiful morning it's been.
Oh, I was driving to work or to the radio station. And those of you that have ever seen the movie You've Got Mail with Meg Ryan, there's like this scene where she's like strolling. I don't think it was Central Park, but she's strolling to her bookstore and it's spring in New York City. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's how I feel today. Like, I got out of the car and I was actually here early and I couldn't even sit in the car and wait for Mona. I went over to the park, Sherwood Park.
And we were talking about the display of tulips that is under the tree next to one of the little picnic shelters. It's absolutely glorious this spring.
All the colors.
And there are hundreds of tulips popped up.
And the trees, they're just, Mona got out of her truck and I was like, Mona, I didn't even know barberries had little bitty blooms. And the house we used to live in, we had several barberries.
Right,
those little yellow blooms.
Tiny, tiny little blossom on them. Oh, they don't last for very long. They're kind of here and gone, but it's there. So
everything.
This morning, you took a moment to stop and smell the flowers.
I did.
Although poking your face down in a barberry might not be advisable.
Yeah, we've also, everyone at my house, and I've noticed people at work, we're sneezing.
Yeah, kind of sneezing.
But it's okay. It's okay because of all the beauty.
Oh, it is so
lovely. We'll take some of the pollen.
Yeah, beautiful day ahead and tomorrow as well. High near 80. The sunshine is continuing on Sunday. Sunny and warm with a high in the upper 70s. Monday, cloudy and a little bit cooler. We're looking for a high of around 62, 63 with a pretty good chance of rain on Monday. That system, though, is moving out come later on Tuesday. And then it'll be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. We are lagging a little bit in our precipitation, so that squirt of rain on Monday is going to be well appreciated. Right now, we're only about a half inch behind of rain for the year. So,
there's hope.
There is a little bit more here and there.
April showers. Bring May flowers.
Bring May weeds.
May weeds. But you know, wildflowers are weeds.
They are.
Yeah.
They're just, they grow out there with no one's help. So, hey, we'll take it. I want to give a shout out to Brett. Brett lives up on 29 Road.
Okay.
Brett is the guy that has the ginormagantuan magnolia tree.
Oh, I'm going to have to take a field trip.
Brett brought in a bouquet of magnolia flowers.
Oh, man.
Early last week. Thank you, Brett. They were lovely.
Magnolias are so beautiful, and they're like kind of a surprise. Like, you don't expect them to be here.
Right. And this tree is 2.5 stories tall.
Jeez. On 29 Road.
29 Road. It's between C Road and B and a half.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
I'm going to go see.
It is spectacular.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it.
Please do.
Thank you.
Tell me what's going on in your yard.
Oh, my serviceberry is blooming.
Oh.
And it's so pretty. Those little white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expecting a visit from the deer anytime soon because they love to munch on serviceberry. Let's see. My sister saw a bobcat yesterday.
She did.
Yeah, here, out kitty, the front window.
Kitty.
Uh-huh. My garlic. Oh, it's getting tall. So fun. And grape hyacinth. I planted some bulbs, and they poked up, so it's been fun to keep keep an eye on those.
That's awesome.
Now I'm just kind of, my head's spinning, planning what else I want to plant.
Right?
Yes.
Because now you can see, well, you know, here's some pretty spring color here.
Yes.
Spring color here.
Yes.
So the next thing is to remember where the naked spots are.
Exactly.
So that you can plant some more things for early spring color.
I'm thinking perennials because that's the easiest and the most bang for your buck. We can put annuals in for color.
Sure. And by kind of trailing along with perennials, putting things in that are in bloom at the time that you see them is a really great way to make it so that you truly will have color from early spring all the way through fall. You don't have to get everything all at one time. You don't need a pickup load of plants all at once.
No, you can just...
Two or three plants
space
at a time.
It out. Space
at
it
a
out.
Time. Poke them into the soil here and there in the yard. Mm-hmm. If you'll do that, just make a visit every 2 or 3 weeks. Make a visit, take 2 or 3, 4 little plants home, tuck them into the ground, do that all season long.
That's Mona's best tip, is just visit the garden center every couple of weeks.
And take home a plant
what
or two
is
that
blooming
is in bloom at the
at
time.
At that time. Because, like, we love our peonies, but they bloom early, and then we can enjoy the green foliage.
Right. And it,
that's beautiful.
It's a really cool-looking plant, those great, big, beefy, tropical-looking leaves.
But if you planted your whole flower bed with peonies, you'd get a boom early, and then you wouldn't have any color.
Right.
So you have to space it out.
You do want to space things out. So it's just a really awesome way to be able to have color throughout. Perennials will grow for decades, literally decades, with really not very much help. My perennial beds are at least, I've got plants out there that are 25 years old.
That's so cool. You get the most bang for your buck. And like right now, we all want to plant our annuals in our garden, but we cannot. We want to remind you. Let us keep that growing in the greenhouse safely.
Right. It's a little too chilly for those plants right now.
But anything we have in our breezeway or out in the perennial, you know, it's fair game because it's time to plant.
Yep. Those guys can take it.
So if you need your fix right now, go perennials, coal crops. Oh, we have beautiful coal crops.
Oh, that's so nice.
And it's soon, they need a home.
Yeah.
They need a home.
They absolutely need a home.
Come get some.
Take them home.
What about your yard and garden?
So the garlic is up. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to estimate it's probably between 6 and 8 inches tall. Mm-hmm. It's time for another drink of water. I'm excited because the irrigation water is supposed to be turned on, I believe, on Monday.
Oh, good. That's helpful.
Yeah, but we do, we've got to get the pumps up and going and like that. So the garlic is up. That's exciting. Daffodils, there are some daffodils in the front flower bed. There aren't very many. There's probably no more than, 10 or 12 of them. The point about these daffodils, though, is those daffodils were planted by my husband's mom.
That's so cool.
50 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
We have lived in the house for 30 years.
Yeah.
And she had planted those about 20 years before. She had forgotten that there were daffodils in that particular area because of some evergreens that had kind of... grown over and gotten kind of big and wild, and she had forgotten that they were there. Several years ago, Rick went through and he kind of sculpted the bottom out of the junipers, so they look more like little bonsais instead of junipers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As soon as he did that, those daffodils started up again.
They were like dormant.
They
for years.
Laid there that long.
That's amazing.
And here they are again.
Mother Nature.
50-year-old daffodils popping up. I haven't planted any.
Right.
It
so
wasn't,
they have to
it
be.
It wasn't me.
Mother Nature at her finest.
These are things that Claudine planted many years ago.
That's so
cool. So excited to see them.
Yeah. That's
so excited.
A great story.
I've got The naked lady lilies are up. The leaves are big and strappy, so I really anticipate that later in the summer when they do flower, it's going to be really spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm hoping tomorrow, since it's going to be a nice day and the wind isn't going to be blowing 110 miles an hour, to get out
and get
some cleanup done in amongst the perennials. I'll do it a little bit at a time. I won't be using fire.
That's a good thing.
Right. I won't be using fire to do any of it.
I think that's already been done.
Yeah. A lot of the yard has already received a fire treatment. Anybody that knows where I live, if you drive by and take a look, fear not. Everybody's fine. But
but there was an event.
We're just going to call it an event.
You know that saying that, you know, I better get home because I've got some fires to put out. Well, Mona, literally.
Holy cow.
It's all good, though.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. It'll be, it's fine.
And boy, will that grass come back.
It's going to be just lovely. Just lovely. It's going to be just fine. I know it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
And if you need to hear more, you can wander in.
Yeah, wander in.
Wednesday through Saturday morning, you can ask Mona.
I can fill you in on what happened. Wow. Another thing that's going on today, specifically today, is they're wrapping up the Honeybee Festival down over in Palisade.
Yes. And a beautiful day for that.
Absolutely. The food and the fun and the frivolity gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning and will wrap up at about 4 o'clock. And, you know, they will have lots of stuff about honeybees, but they also do some education about the other kinds of bees. There are hundreds of native kinds of bees.
It's amazing.
That live in the state of Colorado. And every single one of those lovely creatures is important as a pollinator for some plant here or there or whatever. Each of these little bees has something special that it really, really likes.
And don't be scared of the bees.
Don't be scared of the bees.
And I feel like I have seen a couple already. Don't be scared of them.
Don't be scared
don't
of
be.
Right. In amongst the
bee kind.
The ornamental trees that are at the garden center. Mm-hmm. So there are crab apples and different things that are in bloom. The ornamental pears are in bloom. The bees are just all over. And they kind of whirl around and they go flower to flower rolling around in there. They pay people absolutely no mind whatsoever.
They don't care about us.
They are busy.
It's busy bees. Busy bees. Oh, that reminds me. I have a forsythia and my royal raindrops crab tree at the same time.
So lovely.
Blooming. So you have pink and yellow.
Oh, absolutely magnificent.
Thank you, Renee, for planting both of those.
Absolutely. Renee,
the house.
Just
good job.
Those splashes of color.
Oh.
Amazing.
Amazing.
We are coming up against our first commercial break. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please call us. We'd love to hear from you today. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. This is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Been wondering when to start that new fencing project or how to start? Call England Fence in Montrose. They strive for excellence and professionalism from the very first visit to the final installation. Now's the time to plan your spring and summer projects. England Fence offers free estimates across the Western Slope and beyond, or you can get a quick guesstimate online. They offer financing options also. England Fence, your year-round fencing company on North Townsend in Montrose, across from Habitat for Humanity, or online at englandfence.com.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
Hi, I'm Sean Brumella, your State Farm agent in Grand Junction. Call me at 523-9700 or visit gjagent.com.
Life is filled with many paths. But for Native American children, the most important path is the one that leads them out of poverty.
It's a path that led me here to St. Joseph's Indian School.
It's where I came to grow and learn. Find care, love, and support. Stay healthy and safe. And make friends that last a lifetime.
For almost 100 years, St. Joseph's Indian School has been giving Native American children a path out of poverty through education, love, and support. And 96% of St. Joe's students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average.
St. Joseph's Indian School is our path to a brighter future.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
I'm not okay with people thinking that I did this for money.
Miss a day.
The case involves a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels.
You missed a lot.
How do we hurt Trump so that maybe Biden can eke out a victory?
News Radio 1100, KNZZ, Glenn Beck.
Nobody's laughing at preppers anymore. In fact, it's now gone mainstream. Even the media is starting to notice.
Weekday mornings at 7, News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklet Gardens.
Welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and we're talking about gardening today. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please give us a call. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100, and we have Debbie on line one. Good morning, Debbie.
Good
How
morning.
Can we help?
Good morning, princesses.
That makes our whole day.
Indeed. What can we do for you today?
Happy spring. I'm standing in my kitchen, putzing around, listening to the radio, and I find myself smiling.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
Good.
You're both so much fun to listen to, and your excitement and all
Thanks.
That stuff.
Thanks, well, thank Debbie. You. That's very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Don't waste this beautiful day inside, though. Go outside. It's absolutely a glorious morning.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what I've already done? I've already mowed my grass.
Well done. That,
wow.
And watered it. Turned on the hose and watered it really good in the sun part. And it turned green like overnight,
yep.
kind of,
yep.
you know?
It doesn't take much. A little sip of water and some warm sunshine. And away you go.
You go, girl.
Okay, bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Have a great day.
Well, yeah. That was so nice.
Yeah, it is so nice. And yeah. with the irrigation systems coming on, it really is going to be green really fast
it
in
is.
People's yards.
It is.
It is. It's one of those magical, mythical things. A little water in the desert is really cause for joy.
Yes, and the cooler, you know, it gets cool at night and the sun during the day. It's like the perfect recipe for a beautiful green lawn.
Just lovely. So when you're getting your irrigation systems up and going, we'll talk about that in a second, but we've got a caller on line one. Good morning, line one. What's your name? Good morning.
My name's
Pete. Hi, Pete. How can we help?
PG.
Oh, PG. How can we help?
Well, a couple of quick things. I think it's about 2 years ago. I had mountain mahogany that was an orphan. It had grown up the north side of the house next to another plant that was more mature. And I didn't like the mature plant, so I decided just to let this orphan plant just sprout and grow up. So it became, I think, a type of mountain mahogany.
Okay.
And the canes, about 20 years old now, and the canes were beginning to get thick and start falling, bending over. And you gave me a great tip on how to prune it and take away anything that's pulling away from the plant. And then there would be infill there.
Sure. And is it looking better? Has it filled itself back in some?
It's looking much better. It's got a nice V shape instead of all those limbs bending over and falling away from the plant.
Wonderful.
So that was a great tip on how to prune that particular plant. The next thing is a real dilemma for me.
Okay.
I have a claret cup that's probably 40 years old, and in the beginning it looked like, and I don't know what you, they're not branches, they're not canes, I don't know what you call, you know, each of the individual pods, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my neighborhood, I think there were some neighbors had visitors one day, and a young man came up and he saw the plant. And he asked me if he could have take a cutting. And I agreed to let him do that. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, after removing that for him, then that plant just started growing. And now each of those clumps is really nice. But here's my dilemma. Okay, so as that plant grew, the claret cup grew, then, you know, dirt would fall in between. And somehow or another, I think a yucca seed got planted towards the back, facing south.
Uh-huh.
And that yucca plant, the yucca plant is now overwhelming the claret cup. Uh-huh. And the yucca plant looks great. It's about a foot or so tall. And it, as I said, my dilemma. Maybe I should have taken the yucca out as it started growing, but I didn't. I just let it grow. And the claret cup is facing northwest in plenty of sun, and it enjoys that side.
Sure.
So any hints about what?
Yeah, here's an idea. Now, I just need to make sure. So a claret cup is a little... cactus that's a little rounder. Do you actually mean a prickly pear, one that's got paddles on it?
No, not. There's. I have a prickly pear patch.
Okay.
To the west of the claret cup. The claret cup is I get those beautiful flowers. Every spring.
Yeah, the little ring of flowers. All right. So here's what I would do. First off, that spot where all of those plants are, that's a pretty stickery place for you to get in there and try to do anything. Those plants, though, given time, that claret cup is going to put out more little babies on the side where it's not being crowded by that yucca. That plant will expand itself into range that is more free and open. So I don't know that you necessarily want to be trying to move anybody, although you might take a clipping off of or two off the side where it's not being crowded to try to encourage it to get a little bit more growth going that direction. And if you did take a cutting off, you could start another small patch of claret cup in the area where that yucca is not going to try to overtake it. So basically, your cactus patches is shifting itself. It's kind of moving its growth pattern compared to the way it was when it was originally planted.
And that plant is at least 40 years old.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it'll just keep creeping out and moving, because as that yucca gets bigger, it's going to be stealing some of the resources from that claret cup, but the claret cup has a means of being able to kind of scoot over and make room for its new friend.
All right, I will take that all that to heart and just keep watching and keep my fingers away from those spines.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Because it sounds like a pretty stickery situation out there, for sure.
For sure.
If you have time for one quick thing, I have, again, a 40-year-old, there was a builder and the previous owner, okay? I don't think the builder planted 5 fruit trees in the front of the house and on the side of the house.
Okay.
And the closest water source is about 50 feet away, and I have no irrigation other than pulling a hose.
Okay.
So the one apricot tree that's left is right on the line with the natural gas pipe.
Okay.
And with the drought situation and at my age, pulling a hose just to water that one tree, the only thing that I watered was that apricot tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I may lose that tree, and I'm concerned about how close the trunk of that tree is just inches away from where Do Not Dig came and marked the natural gas pipeline.
Right. So typically those natural gas pipelines are plenty deep. So, I'm not too concerned that after all this time that the tree roots and the natural gas line are necessarily going to come to blows. The other thing, though, with that apricot tree, I understand the issue with dragging a hose back and forth, but let me just give you maybe a suggestion. There are some hoses out now that are collapsible hoses. It's a self-draining hose. It wads itself up to be smaller than the size of a t-shirt, and I promise you it doesn't weigh more than 3 or 4 pounds when it's drained. Hook that puppy onto your house water as the water, and then turn the water on. The water kind of stretches the hose out. Give the tree a drink of water. When you turn the hose off, that hose shrinks itself down and basically takes itself back to the house. It is a magical thing. You can find them at the hardware store. It's called I think a bullet hose or something like that.
We don't sell them at book club.
We don't, so, but yeah. it is a magical thing.
They're so cool.
That was my birthday present from my hubby last year. He bought me a 75-foot long pocket hose.
I love that.
It's magic. It doesn't weigh much more than a t-shirt when it's empty.
Oh, all right. Well, you saved me and gave me a great hint. I had not known of that.
Yep.
Well, thanks to both of you.
You are welcome. You have a lovely day.
And you as well. Take care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get one.
It is.
We used to have one.
It's
and
magic.
They are magic.
It is magic.
And they're not heavy,
right?
Like the yes.
Because with I've got probably I want to say I have probably 300 feet of the big, heavy rubber hose.
Yeah.
Because I water my perennial gardens with it.
Right.
With the irrigation.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got my system set up.
Mm-hmm.
But that little hose, that little pocket hose is what I use to water things on the patio.
Yeah, just so handy.
It's lightweight. It's handy.
Yep.
And those other hoses, you'd have to drag them out.
Yes.
Turn on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth, and then getting the thing to drain properly is just is a lot of work.
Rick and I just had a discussion about the hose this morning because I have like one just all, you know, curled up on our porch, which is where I want to put a new herb garden planter. And sitting there is this really pretty clay hose holder, you know, that you can wind in there. And he's like, are you going to use that? Why, you know, and I'm like, That takes a lot of time. Like if I wound that back in that clay pot every time, no.
And then drag it back out.
Yes.
No. The little,
I'm gonna get one
the
of
little
those.
Pocket hose, and you shut the water off, it drains, and
it
then
does.
And then you can stow it in the pretty hose pot.
You just saved my marriage.
There you go. You can always count on me.
Putting out fires.
Putting out fires. All right, we're coming up on our final commercial break. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. This is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
For one day only. Sundance Marina is having a huge preseason pro shop sale. Pro Shop Palooza, Saturday, April 20th. Everything in the pro shop will be marked down 20 to 80%. All life jackets, wakes, surf and paddleboards, skis, tubes, and tow ropes. Everything you need on your boat, on the lake, or at the pool. One day only. Pro Shop Palooza, Saturday, April 20th from 9 to 5 at Sundance Marine, just west of 23 Road at 2291 Tallgrass Drive.
Sundance Marine, come on, get a boat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob at Horizon Dental Care, Grand Junction's best of the West dentist. Smiling can make us feel better, boost our moods and energy levels. It can affect our first impressions and influence self-worth. There are many ways to improve or get a new smile, and at Horizon Dental Care, we know smiles. Mention this radio ad for a free consultation. Check us out online, horizondentalcaregj.com. I'm Dr. Bob at Horizon Dental Care. It's not just about teeth.
Is your transmission suffering from slipping gears or dripping rears? Take it to Baker's Transmission. Their experienced ASC certified techs will diagnose the problem, give you an accurate estimate, and get you back in gear. Baker's Transmission, your transmission and drivetrain repair specialist. Call 970-245-6640.
1100 KNZZ. Dependable weather.
Sunny Sunday, Grand Junction 78, Moab 79. Mostly clear overnight, 46. Mostly sunny Monday, chance of showers, 64.
I want you to imagine we're building words. Let's take the word desk. Now, unlike certain Swedish furniture stores, we're not building an actual desk. We're just building the word desk. We've got our letters, D-E-S-K, and look at that. We have a desk. Now let's try building this word again, but this time the S is going to take a little while to get here. Let's see, D-E-K, and there's the S. D-E-K-S, desk. Wait. That's not right. This is an admittedly crude example of dyslexia, when certain letters or sounds take longer to process than others, resulting in them getting mixed up when written out. Children with dyslexia can have a harder time at school, and there's often a stigma attached to dyslexia that makes it that much harder. Dyslexia Foundation of Western Colorado has resources for parents and teachers to help children get tested for and cope with dyslexia. Diagnosis can be vital to a child's long-term success. Learn more at dyslexiaco.org.
A message from NBC Grand Radio, supporting our community.
At United Way of Mesa County, we empower our community through partnerships, fundraising, and impact programs to meet local needs. Join our free book program for children under 5, sign up for courses on homelessness, or explore our volunteer portal. It's your opportunity to get involved and make a difference. We can't accomplish this alone. You are a catalyst for positive change, and your support creates lasting impact right here in our community. Visit UnitedWayMesaCounty.org to learn more and give today. Join us to help create a better tomorrow for our neighbors.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Commandos from Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard have rappelled down onto a container that's near the Strait of Hormuz that shipped and seized the vessel. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency acknowledged a seizure of that vessel after a video seen by the Associated Press showed the commandos raiding the ship today, an attack a Middle East defense official attributed to Iran amid wider tensions between Tehran and the West, including an expected strike against Israel. On the eve of the 2016 presidential election, a story came out about President Trump, feared it might cost him some votes, but now it's going to court because the jury yesterday, the court ruled that the president does have to face those charges on Monday. He says it's simply an effort to derail his political ambitions and amounts to nothing other than election interference at this point. This is SRN News.
News is always happening, and we'll keep you informed and up to date.
It's important to stay informed these days more than ever.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens since 1968, where we help you grow.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. We've got a couple of callers hanging on the line with us right now. Jack, good morning. How can we help?
Oh, hello, Mona and Steph. How are you?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, Jack.
Hi. It's nice to hear your voices again and everything.
Yeah, we were hoping it was you.
Indeed. What can we do for you, friend?
I've been following you on Facebook, so I've been watching you guys getting ready for the season and everything.
And
so.
you know what that's like, don't you, Jack?
Yes, I do. So.
Mania.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Last year we did our own homemade dill pickles, and we thought this year we're going to do like all their own stuff. You know, I can always grow cucumbers, but I've never grown dill. So what's going to be the secret formula for growing some dill? Because that stuff was hard to find, and it's expensive in the store.
It is.
We have dill. We just got our herb shipment in.
We do have some baby dill plants. However, dill seed is very easy to start. Mm-hmm. You just want to find a spot that is, has good sunshine. It does need, just like with any baby seedlings or seeds, you do need to keep your seed bed a little bit damp until you get germination, and then just stand back. If you can put it in a spot maybe that has, maybe a little bit of a rocky surface to it, I promise you, you will only ever have to plant dill one time.
Ooh.
Because it will reseed itself.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times you aren't able to pick as fast as the dill ripens, and it'll drop seeds.
Ooh.
So once you get a dill patch started, Jack, you're going to be home free because it will just keep perpetuating itself by reseeding.
Okay, so what kind of sun requirements?
You know, it will take full sun. If you don't have a spot that is full sun, maybe think of a place where it's getting really great midday sun. Maybe protected a little bit from afternoon sun, but it'll tolerate being out next to the driveway if that's all you've got.
Okay, and then a friend was always trying to grow dill, and he says what happens is it gets leggy and then it falls over.
and a lot of times that goes to how much water it's getting. If you'll starve it a little bit for water, it doesn't get quite as floppy. The other thing that you can do when it does start to get way tall like that is start snipping it back, cut back some of the ferny frondy stuff, and you can kind of save that. Back while you're waiting for the cucumbers to ripen, you can save that dill. Just put it in a vase like you would cut flowers. Just hang on to it until you're ready to start your pickling.
Hmm. Okay, so it's got to be in a place where it's not going to get watered like more than once a week, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a couple of times a week, but just have it so that you can control the water.
Okay, so it has to be away from the regular garden area, because that gets to be, you know, where I'm doing that all the time. But I think I have a spot where I can put that, and size, you know, 2x2, 2 foot by
yeah.
2 foot. Will
Why
that
not?
Work?
Why not? Yeah. Another thing that I've seen people do is plant herbs like that. Put that in amongst the flower bed.
Oh yeah.
Put those things in the flower beds.
Pretty.
And you know, even if you're not ready for the dill, that dill flower, that
it's really pretty.
It looks like a big starburst.
Mm-hmm.
So what if it goes to seed out there? You're gonna need dill the next year anyway.
so many possibilities.
Okay, so it sounds like it's going to be pretty easy. So it can do full sun, not too much in the afternoon, maybe, and water a couple of times a week.
Yeah,
and
yeah, once it's up and growing.
Too early to start it now, or should wait a couple weeks?
You know, I think maybe wait one more week before you throw the seeds out there. I think wait 1 week and then give it a whirl.
Okay, so if I have an area, get some topsoil, mix it in with the rock that's I've got. Like I said, it's an area that has soil underneath. I've got gravel. It's kind of next to the yard, but I can control the watering there.
Yeah, that's great.
And
just rake the rocks off of there. Work your soil a little bit. Get your seeds up and going. And if some of that rock gets brushed back over the top of the soil, that's okay, because those little seeds, over time, they'll just sift right down through the gravel and they'll grow anyway. They don't care.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun to have dill pickles. And like I say, we had to kind of hit a couple of different stores last year just to find dill,
right,
and then to grow. And then, you know, like I said, the cucumbers are easy to grow, but never have grown dill. So
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do it. I know you can.
Okay.
All right.
Come in and get some dill seed then.
Okay. We'll look for
you.
And
if you need anybody to sample your pickles when they're ready.
For sure.
Bring those by too.
That's right. That was kind of fun to make your own dill pickles.
Yeah.
It was a neat little thing. So
awesome.
All right.
Okay, Jack.
We'll do that this year.
Have a great day.
We'll see you soon.
All right. You guys take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got another caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, Mona and staff. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thanks for being so patient. Patiently waiting.
Okay, thanks for being there. I just have a question about my flowering crab tree. I got it from you folks. It's about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's in full bloom right now. And do I wait till after to fertilize it after get through blooming, and how much? I use your ProTurf fertilizer.
Oh, and that's a great choice. Yeah, that's a great choice. So, you can fertilize any time now. Maybe wait just until after petal drop, but the plant really isn't going to mind one way or the other. The thing that is most important when you are fertilizing is to make sure that you water it in really well after you've thrown the fertilizer down. And, you know, I'm thank you for using that ProTurf lawn food for fertilizing your trees and shrubs. I've used it myself for such a long time, and it does a really fabulous job. As far as the amount, I just go out through the yard, and I throw that fertilizer out like I'm feeding chickens. Just, you know, kind of a light salting just all the way around. The trees, you know, some distance out. The tree now, you said, is about 3 years old. So you'd want to deliver that fertilizer out for that specific plant at least, let's call it 6 foot out from where the trunk is, in a circle all the way around. And just a couple hands full, just thrown out like you're feeding some chickens, and actually feeding them lightly. You're not fattening them up. You're feeding them lightly.
If you could just see Mona's hands, you wouldn't know exactly what she's talking.
Right, you can't, but you
those
can't,
hands are going.
You can't see me. Steph is looking at me as if I'm about to fly away.
She's tossing the fertilizer.
I'm throwing
out.
Fertilizer.
So just a couple of good hands full and just scatter it out.
Yeah.
6 foot.
Yeah.
from the trunk.
Exactly.
And water it in.
Water it in really well.
Okay. That was all I needed. Thank you a lot.
All right. You have a great day.
And
you also.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Those flowering crabs are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Yes.
And, you know, let's talk a little about fertilizing out in the yard right now. We are right at the spot where it's perfect because the irrigation water is coming in. Mm-hmm. So, and having access to that water to be able to get the fertilizer
that's key.
Down and working is really, really important. Mm-hmm. This ProTurf lawn food has been a staple at Book Cliff Gardens for more than 40 years now, mm-hmm. and it's formulated specifically for use in Western Colorado. It's got additional trace minerals in it, sulfur, it's got some iron, it's got all kinds of extra stuff in it that makes it work really well in our clay alkaline soils. The analysis on this fertilizer is 25-3-3. And that 25, it makes it sound like, holy cow, that's an awful lot of nitrogen. Mm-hmm. But remember, this is slow-release nitrogen. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't deliver that nutrient all at one time.
It's perfect.
It gives the nutrient each time it gets watered, a little bit more is released. The recommendation is to do some now. As soon as your irrigation water comes in, I know lots of folks will go again about the first part of June, another light sprinkling of fertilizer just to kind of keep things bumping along for the mm-hmm. rest of the season. Me, I'm lazy. I'll get out there. I'll do it one time, one and done for the mm-hmm. season, mm-hmm. and everybody's happy.
Yeah, and you can use it on your lawn.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
Your shrubs, your garlic.
Yeah.
The
perennials.
Perennials.
It can go on everything.
That's my favorite thing.
It can go on everything.
Easy, easy.
One little caution, if you're using it in your flower beds or for your trees or whatever, and on your lawn, of course, because it is
ProTurf
lawn food. Whatever you are throwing it out on, do make sure that you go follow yourself, backtrack a little bit, and sweep those little nuggets off of your sidewalk or your patio, your concrete driveway, sweep those nuggets off.
Yeah.
Because there's extra iron in there,
mm-hmm.
if you don't sweep and it gets hit by moisture, it's going to leave little rust speckles all over your patio. And uh-huh. please, I don't want you to come after me chasing me with a stick.
And it happens because we had a neighbor in where we used to live. And he had the most beautiful lawn ever. Like, all the neighbors tried to get their lawn to look like his. And he had rust spots on his sidewalk, and he just kind of shook his head and was like, I learned.
Yeah, you have to get that cleaned off because it'll leave marks.
It will.
So just a note of caution. Just a note of caution.
Yes.
So one last thing. A couple weeks ago, our friend Audrey called and was talking about her asparagus had come up. And she was pretty excited about it, and we were excited for her. Well, she phoned the nursery yesterday and kind of bummed out because something is going wrong with her asparagus.
It wasn't looking good.
It wasn't looking good. It was kind of sad and kind of droopy and just wasn't looking good. Well, you know, we came to the conclusion that what had happened is in the cold that we had two mm-hmm. weeks ago.
And we had some cold.
It was really cold. Those little asparagus spears got frozen. The mm-hmm. tops of them froze. So it's, you know, if you are growing asparagus, go out and take a look. Maybe they got nipped. Maybe they didn't. And, you know, just go clip them off. They're, fresh ones will grow.
Yep. All is well.
All is well. Well, we are getting awfully close to the end of our program today. We sure hope you'll come and visit us at Book Cliff Gardens. We have brand new stock in, flowering trees and shrubs. Just got in some beautiful shrub roses.
Oh,
the Morton's Sunrise.
They're in the breezeway.
They're in the breezeway. You can't miss them.
Be kind this weekend. Be kind.
Be coming out to see
be
us.
Be coming out to visit.
755 26th Road, a mile and a half north of First and Patterson. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.